The Oracle Network.
Due to the mature content of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Thanks for tuning back into The Depth of Darkness, the podcast that dives deep into all things dark and wrong in this world. We're your host, as always and expected. I'm Mandy.
And I'm retired Major Hugh Jazz, coming at you in your face.
Oh, it's like my precious.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everyone. We hope you're all doing swell. Not swollen, but swell.
We're just doing.
Hope you're doing good.
Hope you're doing.
Yeah, doing it. For this week's episode, we're going to all kinds of deep. All kinds of deep. Know what I'm saying? Into the wonky and weird world of Reddit. Because, you know, I love Reddit. It's addictive. It really is.
Yeah.
You can look up anything on Reddit. They've got forums for everything. And they even have, like, gifting. Like around the holidays or where you can exchange gifts with random people, which I've actually done before, and it's actually pretty fun. You don't know who the other person is sending you a gift, but it's you. I've never gotten anything bad. It's always been pretty cool. It's always been a girl.
I'd be sending those packages to the bomb squad, I think.
No, it's mainly younger people. I mean, I'm sure there's weird people on there too, but most of it's harmless. It's harmless.
Okey dokey.
For some, yes. But anyways, what you're here for, everybody, we're going to be going all kinds of deep into Reddit, into the very bowels of public restrooms, because what else? What else would
you do in
a restroom? And we're going to read some of the craziest stories that people have cared to share on Reddit. So without hesitation and further ado, let's dive deep. So the forum that we'll be on, and I'll leave the link to the exact post down below. It's from r/AskReddit. That's the forum. And the question was, what's your funny public bathroom story? And here's some responses. I'm going to read this first one, and then Hugh and I are going to go back and forth. It's going to be like a little game of roulette. Restroom roulette. And I don't know which ones he's going to read, except for ones that we've discussed previously.
Yeah, is like by the seat of the pants today, so to speak.
Yes. Just hold on to them pants
or
panties. But I'm going to read the first one, then Hugh will read one, then I'll read one, then Hugh, then me, then Hugh, you know, so on and so forth. It's going to be exciting. You guys ready for it? All right. So the first one I'm going to read, and Hugh, feel free to impose little sound effects as you please, because I know you get carried away. And this one, I don't know who this was written by because it just says deleted. Like they deleted their username for whatever reason. But the comment is still there.
Proud of their submission, I guess.
Yeah. I've got to remain anonymous. I don't want people knowing who I am. It's so embarrassing. But this is what they had to say. Was at the mall on a Saturday afternoon, went to the public bathroom and sat down in the stall for a piddle. And what does piddle mean? I don't know.
To me,
peeing out his butthole.
Piss. Yeah, pee.
Gotta take a wee. Yeah, in the loo. But someone knocked on the wall of the stall next to me. I ignored it until I heard them knock again, harder, and say, hello, in what sounded like a small child's voice. Thinking that the kid might have noticed there was no toilet paper before he sat down, I said, everything okay? He said, yeah, are you doing a one or a two? See, it is a guy. It's a guy, because he said he.
Okay.
I mean, I guess a little kid could be in a women's bathroom, too. If you guys are confused, Hugh had wondered if it was actually a woman in this one, because
sitting
sat down
down to
take a piss. I mean, I know some guys probably do, but why?
Right.
Why? I'd want to stand up and take a
maybe
piss, but as a woman, I'd pee all over myself.
At the same time. I don't know.
But anyways, the guy was like, what? You know, a one or a two. Which one are you doing? Just a one, buddy. Silence for a moment. I'm doing a two. It's taking forever to come out, though. Tiny fart. There you go.
Yeah. Took me a while to find the right button.
The little boy apparently said, oops, I tooted. I suppress the giggles and flush the toilet. Hope it goes well, I say. He goes, thanks. Can you tell my mom I'm going to be a while? Sure, partner.
Sure, blow it out your ass, kid.
I'm out. Yeah. That was the first one. And then somebody responded to that post.
Yeah, it's tiny the goofy fart, responses. Yeah.
Followed with, oops, I tooted, floored me, LMAO.
Yeah. We need to live in this kid's world by Guy Habit.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's good. All right, Hugh, which one are you going to read?
All right, let me get down here. Okay, here we go. Bathroom stall in a dorm around 6 a.m. Randomly hear someone fart and start laughing. Yell out jokingly, you okay there? The response I got was, everybody was kung fu fighting. Laughed like an idiot, but still waited for the guy to leave before I went out.
Yeah, short but sickeningly stinky.
Short but tweet.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to skip this next one because I want you to read that one, the one by Shark on Games.
Gotcha.
So we'll go back to that one. Let me find one here. All right. I don't want to say this person's name because it sounds inappropriate, but it's Grab 'em by the Bussy.
What?
That's a weird
name. Oh, yeah. I
their
see
username.
It. Yeah.
And if any of you are these people, we're reading your comments. So
yeah, we're making you famous today, folks.
It's public, so we have a right to read it.
It's public.
All right. It's public. On Reddit. All right, so this was that guy's name. Was fishing out a BFE and had to shit bad. What's a BFE?
Bloodfuck Egypt.
Oh, okay. Oh, fishing out in. Okay, so he was out fishing in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. Made it to a gas station by the skin of my teeth and ran into the bathroom. Classic men's room. One stall, two urinals. I am unleashing holy hell on the John and a guy comes running in and frantically knocks. I just give the standard incredibly awkward, yep. And he begins to pace back and forth, about to shit his pants. Next thing you know, I see his feet at the urinal and then the feet turn backwards. Wait. He can't be. Yup. Then I saw the shorts come down. This dude farts out a 70% liquid shit, wipes with some paper towels, and leaves it. And bails.
Yeah.
Ew.
Nice guy.
Ah! I finish up a couple minutes later, and no joke, his shit pile looked just like a cow pie. It was uncanny. Right as I toss my paper towel in the bin, I hold the door open for the next guy coming in. As I exit, a store employee is mopping the lobby between the men's and women's room. I hear the door swing open behind me. It's the dude who came in as I was leaving. He yells to the worker, yo, brah, this sick fuck just shit in the urinal. And he points at me. I panic. I look at the poor worker who just looks at me with a really look and hangs his head in an utterly defeated fashion. I want to tell him the whole story. I want to apologize, not for me, but for the a-hole who just ruined this kid's day.
But I started to shit my pants, so.
After already crapping.
Yeah.
They won't believe me anyway, I think. My mouth opens, yet I can say nothing. Second guy in the bathroom, an employee just eyeballing the F out of me. I bail, take off running. My car is parked outside, and I say, F it! Just keep running and don't look back. I spent the next 2.5 hours perusing a farm and home store, waiting till the heat died down, and sneakily got back in my car and drove away. I wish I was a teenager when this happened. I was 27 years old.
That's a classic. By the way,
it is. Yeah,
and the guy actually mentions that in the comments.
Yeah, that was a damn classic.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, now we're going to this guy's Shark on Games.
Yeah. He should change it to Shart. Shart on Games.
Okay. Imagine a corporate building, people in suits, card locked interior doors, even between hallways, lots of secret projects, etc. Then me, casually dressed contract worker, showing up for my operation center job. Just another Monday. I get to the office and realize I need to have a second morning pee. The bathroom is busy, suits everywhere, I'm in line for the urinal, and it's finally my turn. I step up, unzip, reach for the mini-me, Still reaching, fiddling, can't feel it, can't find it, can't reach it, I'm wearing boxers. I've done this a million times before. Peeing at urinal is not new to me. What is going on? I look down, fiddle with my crotch some more. I start to get that eerie feeling like I'm being stared at by the others in the bathroom. What is that guy doing? Three shakes and you're playing with it, buddy.
Oh my God.
I still cannot get my dick out to pee. Seconds feel like minutes, and I'm standing there fiddling with my junk in this busy corporate bathroom. Seriously, I'm starting to sweat from embarrassment.
Oh my God.
Finally, I give up trying to find the opening of my boxes and just pull them down below my crotch from inside my pants, wang hanging out the zipper of my jeans. Finally, I'm peeing. What I didn't realize is that I had put my boxers on backwards this morning.
Somebody commented, you told this story beautifully.
Bingus Springus.
Yeah, you really sucked us into that story.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't want to be in it.
That was a strange one.
All right, guys. I'm scrolling. Okay, I found another one. There's a lot in here, a lot of gold ones. This next one was by Kefuian. It seemed that my bladder was on the same schedule as someone else who worked for a company across the hall. We were always in the restroom at the same time. After a few weeks of that, he struck up a conversation and asked me where I worked and what I did there. I told him and added that I was looking for a new job. He worked for a recruiting firm in the same industry as me. He asked for my name and phone number so he could pass them on to the head recruiter. Her response was, where did you say you met this guy? you know, on the shitter.
I got this next one, and it's the very next one by Nerdicane.
Yes.
I already had a reputation for doing completely insane shit in the military. Friend was taking a dump. I came in the bathroom with a length of rope, said, dude, look at this effing snake I caught. I think it's poisonous. Then threw the rope over the stall. He was a big dude, but screamed like a little girl. He smashed the stall door down, running out. I got in some shit and was banned from that restroom for the rest of my time there. I hung that rope up in my office with a post that said, deadly snake. No one knew why.
Except for that other guy.
Yeah, except for the guy that wanted to kill him after that. Yeah.
You son of a bitch. let's see if I can find another one. Let's see. Let's do this one. Guys, we haven't read through these, so these are new for us. We've only read two of them,
which, we're just,
you know, we knew more about. Yeah, we're literally playing roulette with this Reddit post. My dad was in a gas station with a single bathroom. Not several stalls, just one toilet. He opened the unlocked door and walked into the bathroom, only to find a man already there, sitting on the toilet. My dad got so uncomfortable that he walked over to the sink, washed his hands, and said, thank you, and walked out. This happened years ago, and we still laugh about it at the time.
What a guy. Okay, here we go. Oh, wait a minute. I don't want to do that one. There was another one that was good.
Wait. Let me read this one right below.
No. I got it.
Oh, I got it. It's a little baby one.
Elementary school. In the bathroom using the toilet like you do when... Knock. Me. Someone's in here. Knock, knock. Someone's in here. Knock, knock, knock. Someone's in here. Crawls under the fucking stall. Me. Someone's in here.
Oh, my little kids do that.
Yeah.
Whenever I go into the public bathroom with my daughter, she's always like, Mommy, there's someone under there. Can I see them? And she's trying to like peer
face
under the
down
stall.
In like, the
stop it.
Yeah.
What are you doing under there? Like that kid in the first one.
Why does this floor smell so funny?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
All right, so this next one's called, written by somebody named Gimster.
Yeah.
I was at the Blue Bayou. I almost said Blue Lagoon. I was at the Blue Bayou in Disneyland. I walked into the bathroom and into the stall. I was doing my business when I could hear a little boy and his dad kind of struggling at the urinal. I finish my business and go to wash my hands. You could tell the boy was getting frustrated. I see the boy turn around, throwing his arms into the air, and yells at his dad, Silence! I need silence while I pee! Damn it!
Yeah. Okay.
Sassy.
Okay. That was... There it is. I'll let you do the eye contact one, because that's kind of strange.
Where? Which one's that?
That's the... which one is it? Just bored. like the next one down almost.
Oh, okay. I'll do that one.
Oh, here we go. This one's made for me and my sound effects machine.
Yes.
By 1010 Deli Man.
There we go.
I was a young, ripe age of 8. Went into the bathroom, did my business, but the whole time I heard a guy just unloading. Explosive farts, coughing, grunting, and all around not having a good time.
Grunting.
So I finished up, went out and found my mom and whispered to her that someone was having quite the time in there. A few minutes pass, and the whole time I'm watching that door like a hawk. And then out comes my dad. I was blown away. So blown away that I shouted in front of the whole restaurant, "Dad, was that you?" And was promptly escorted out of there by my mom.
I still like I was a young, ripe age of 8.
Yeah.
He purposely used the word ripe.
Yeah. What a guy.
Oh, God.
He All really right, pulls so- you into the story.
Yeah. Literally, it submerged me into
so
it.
So to speak.
Yeah. I was at a bar with my boyfriend the other day, and these two girls next to us were incredibly drunk. After drinking loads of strong beers and sharing 10 shots for the second time, one of the girls had to go to the bathroom. She unknowingly entered the men's room. My boyfriend was in there washing his hands when the girl tried to wash her hands in the urinal. My boyfriend informed her that it was, in fact, a urinal and not a sink. Her eyes widened and she screamed, "Anna!" Presumably her friend, ran out and took off with her friend. And then somebody wrote below it, "I hope that she was drunk enough that she won't remember that. I'd be mortified." Yeah, that's disgusting.
I hope she didn't try to wash her face.
Or take a drink from it, like a drinking fountain. It's so, so gross. Which one are you going to enlighten us with, Hugh?
Let's see. I'll just do the oven-baked goodness one. Went in to use the urinal. Some dude was in the stall. He had some music playing, and I was like, "Okay, you gotta do what you gotta do, if that's what it takes." Then he starts rapping. Worst shit I ever heard in a toilet.
Literally. No pun intended.
Speaking.
All right, this next one, right below it, it's by J-Hope71. I was at a rest area in the middle of nowhere, and this lady brought her yappy little dog into the bathroom with her. Ugh. This thing went under her stall door and came into my stall and sat there watching me pee. I love dogs, but it really creeped me out. Total stranger doggy just staring at me like, "Hey there, what you doing?" Just unnerving. Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Here's one by Ozzy Bloke. I was sitting in a stall taking a shit, as one does, when I heard the familiar shuffle of a geriatric feet, entering the bathroom. They made their way to the urinals, unzipped, and began urinating. Then I heard a slight intake of breath, then the sudden silence of someone preparing to fart.
Oh, God.
And fart they did. A very long, very wet-sounding fart that obviously had gone well beyond fart territory.
This was
confirmed when another quiet moment came. A quiet muttered, "Oh, I should have been sitting down for that one."
Ew.
I just about fell off the toilet trying not to laugh.
Oh, I should have been sitting down for that one.
That's
so
beauty.
Gross. That was a geriatric fart?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Hey, Gramps, that's I think bad. You got a problem.
Ugh. Ugh. All right, so I'm scrolling down here a bit. This one's by Mum's Bud. Was chopping a load of buttwood in a toilet. I've never heard that before. A load of buttwood.
Buttwood,
ew.
That's a new one.
I like the word turd cutter, though, so that's a good one, too. In a toilet at the pub, and I dropped my phone, hopefully not in the poo. Luck was not with me that day as it bounced off the floor and scooted under the divider into the cubicle next door. That's embarrassing. Gotta reach under there and fish it out. There's probably somebody in there. I could see it sitting next to the shoe of the person who was occupying it, and not wanting to be a creepy guy reaching into the next cubicle, I said, "Hey, mate, I dropped my phone. Could you kick it back to me?" No response. They looked like old man shoes, so I figured he was maybe hard of hearing and hadn't heard me or noticed. Plan B, I said. "Okay, I'm just going to grab it." Cue me reaching under the divider, only to be met with a series of grunts and a guff. "Get out! Get out!" Followed by kicking at my hand. Not wanting to end up on a sex offender registry. I bailed and waited in the washroom for them to finish. Found out it was my best mate next door to me when he couldn't control his laughter anymore. Made several comments about his choice of footwear. So his friend was basically playing a prank on him.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, that one was all right. Strange, but all right.
Let me see. The next one's for a woman to read.
I'll read the next one. The okay. Your Yogurt one?
Here's another one that says deleted.
Okay.
Work night shift. Right after I clocked in, I went to the restroom and immediately noticed shit hitting the floor underneath the stall. When all the others were empty. It smelled raunchy as F. So I hit a U-turn, held my piss until the store closed, and I used the women's room when everyone else left. Around lunchtime, everyone on my crew walks in the break room yelling about the shit just purposely spread all over the floors and walls.
Aww.
And I kid you not, there was even shit on the ceiling.
Probably just tossed it up there. I'll show them. Give me bad service. The
custodian quit her job as soon as she walked in that morning. I worked at a store called Marshall Fields years ago.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. And we had this old lady.
Uh-huh.
Her name was Joan. And this is a fancy store, okay? For those not familiar with Marshall Field, it was like Lord & Taylor, one of those kind of stores, yeah. You know? Bloomingdale's, whatever. Anyways, one night, I'm working, doing some extra hours at the store, and basically I was a stockman. I was unloading dock, you know, supplies and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And she comes walking out into this fancy area of the stores where the bathroom was located. She's just like, so much of shit all over the floor and wiped it all over the walls.
Oh.
And I mean loud, louder than I just said it. And I just fell on the ground laughing.
Jeez.
Everybody's looking at me and they start giggling and stuff. And she's real upset, you know. She's like snapping on her elbow length gloves to go back in there and do battle. But
oh, God. Ew.
But we were all just dying laughing.
Ick. You know, my very first job, I worked in a retail store. Kind of similar, I guess, Marshall's.
Yeah.
But, never experienced anything like this before. Ever. Thank God. You know, I can only imagine. Much respect to those people who have to do custodial work. Like, that's so gross.
Oh, some people are just rude. Yeah.
Yeah, it's gross. But somebody below the story Hugh just read, they wrote, that was a pretty shitty situation.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
All right, so this next one is by somebody called Your Yogurt. Back when I used to work at a fast food restaurant, I was the one who cleaned the toilets at night. I'm a woman. So I was cleaning the stall in the men's bathroom, and despite putting up signs stating that I was cleaning, or even if I call out, cleaning, in my very female voice, men will still come in and pee anyways. So one night I'm cleaning, and I guess the guy came in right in the middle of my flushing the toilet because I didn't hear the bathroom door open. I walk out of the stall and stop just as the guy at the urinal pulls himself out of his pants. He spots me, startles, goes, oh, shit, and immediately starts pissing himself. He gets it on the floor, on himself. I heard once guys start pissing, it's really hard to stop because he panicked and tried to tuck himself back in while still pissing. I didn't see the end result because I grabbed my supplies and bolted out of there. I came back maybe 20 minutes later to mop the floor, but I never saw the guy leave. He's probably so embarrassed. That's the worst.
All right. Starts peeing on himself. I like that part.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least they didn't wave it at her.
Yeah. Oh, hello.
Yeah. Checking me out. Check it out. Let's see. This is by Flying Dingus.
Yes.
This hurts me to remember. I was in first grade and I was that kid who dropped his pants way down and pissed over the top of my underwear. Oh,
God.
My friend at the time, who was pretty much Cartman, IRL, is pissing, whatever that is.
Cartman from, what is that show called? South Park. The fat one.
Okay, it says in real life.
In real life, yeah.
Is pissing next to me. Cartman. Dude, why don't you just pull it through your zipper? Me, I'm afraid I'll zip my pee-pee up. I was fucking right as I hip thrusted backwards to get it back in, but I caught the very tip in my zipper. Oh, that's gotta be bad. The principal, who was the sweetest person ever, found me crying in the hallway and saw blood pouring out of my prepubescent cock, which was entangled, had me wait in the office, which had glass walls for my mom, and it took them over an hour to figure out how to get it out of there.
Oh, God.
Thanks, Derek. Edit drunk grammar.
He wrote it while he was drunk?
Yeah, I guess. You know, this sounds like a ripoff of the movie Something About
Mary. I was thinking the same thing, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it happens, though. I'm sure it does happen, especially little kids.
You know, you hope it happened, but not to someone you like. Yeah.
Yeah, you hope. All right, I'm going to read the next one. This one's right below that one. It's called Back to Bach. One night in the university library men's rooms, I was the only person in the room. As I sat there, some guy came in, used a urinal, washed, then turned off the light switch as he departed, leaving me sitting there in this large facility in total darkness. Since I couldn't see a thing, I had to feel my way out of the stall and across the totally dark room where the urinals and sinks were, hoping I'd eventually work my way to the door. Eventually I touched felt disgusting.
No, everything I touched.
Oh, everything, okay. Everything I touched felt disgusting until eventually finding the door and switch. I don't think I've ever appreciated washing my hands as much as that night. I think the guy just out of habit shut the light off, you know? I've done that before, and it's like, wait, there's still people in this room. My bad, sorry. Unfortunate.
Okay, here's okay. Now.
Yes? Which one are you going to read?
Here we go. Invisible Ink.
Okay.
Me and my friend had to use the restroom at Chili's. And as we were washing up, this PO'd mom comes in dragging her son with her as she closes the stall door. Don't you ever spit food in Nana's face again, she scolds, as me and my friend are looking at each other like, what? Then we hear the mom peeing, and it's dead silent for a few seconds before the little boy asks, you don't have a penis.
Oh, my God.
And the mom is like, no, son, I don't have one. He's probably about 6 or 7. He goes, oh, then asks, how come? And the mom explains that women aren't born with penises and they can't just stand up and pee like he can. We leave the bathroom then because we just can't hold back our laughter anymore.
Yeah.
I think I would have said, son, what are you staring at your mom for while she's sitting there on the can?
Well, he's just a little boy. He's still a little baby.
Yeah, that's what I probably would have said.
Yeah. Okay, so this next one was written by Inanjala.
Yeah.
Something like
Inanjala.
That. Inanjala.
Inanjala.
Yes. My husband and I were traveling on the interstate, and I desperately needed to poop. I hate pooping in public, so accepting that it needed to be done was a big deal. Man, I can relate. I don't like going poop in public bathrooms either. If I can go poop at home, I will. I go into the women's room, and it's packed. It's finally my turn, and I'm just sitting in the stall for a minute, wondering if it's even worth it. Suddenly, I hear another woman tearing into the bathroom and into another stall and immediately starts unleashing hell. She's making sound effects and everything. At one point, someone answers a phone call and she's like, please don't do that right now. So I'm comfortably able to let it loose real quick and get the hell out of there because she was the perfect cover.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh. Yeah, when someone starts going like that, that's when you try and force one out quickly. And then you just come out of the bathroom stall and you're like, what the hell?
That's nasty.
Blame it on the guy next to you. Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Okay, this one was just from above that. Ferencius.
Okay.
Was trying to be in a French gas station on
Urinoir.
That's what he says. Oui, oui, pee-pee. A boy my age comes up to my right, looks me dead in the eye, and starts to talk about our last soccer match, which supposedly took place 2 weeks prior. Strange thing was he was unsure. He was sure he knew me. He also spoke to me in Dutch. My motherland's language. I was 9 or 10 at the time and too shy to ask questions, so I played along to this day. I still do not know who that person was.
So you're just talking to some random person as you're taking a
piss? Wee wee pee pee.
Nice. Yeah. All right, so this next
one. Universal language.
Yeah. This next one was by Threadbare Penitence. These are such tongue twisters for me, even though their words aren't complicated in and of themselves. I was in middle school, and me and my buddy were walking along the railroad tracks, which was the shortcut past the mall to our houses. We found a 15-inch black rubber dick, like a dildo, by the bridge.
Just happened to be sitting there.
Just lying around. And I grabbed it, and we ran into the mall as quick as we could to the public bathroom just inside the door. Ew, why would he touch it? I mean, he was a kid, so who knows. I put about 20 squirts of that bright pink soap all along the shaft and began furiously cleaning it by jerking it off from the base to the tip. I was making loud grunting noises and really working
That's
the room.
Nice.
Oh, my God. As they say for my best friend, who at this point is crying from laughing so hard, he can barely catch... We can barely catch our breath. The water in the sink is on full blast. I'm laughing and grunting. My friend is about to pee himself when in walks the 75-year-old janitor. My friend stepped out in one fluid motion with the opening of the door, it seemed, and I was left standing there with my massive black penis in my hand, dripping with pink soap. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the old guy reaches over. Can I help you with that?
Hey, where'd you get that? That looks familiar.
What was that kid from? What was it? It was Family Guy, right? That's
Chris, like the main his son.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, the old guy that was always after Chris.
Why don't you fish in there and get it? I got my arthritis.
I got a good grip on it now.
No. My friend could do like a spot on impersonation.
A very creepy rendition. Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
All right. This is my last one here, folks, so I'm sure you're happy about that. By Guy Habit.
Yes.
Oh, man. Two of my friends and I went to Vegas for my birthday. We partied in such as usual. At 2 a.m., we decided to find a place to eat that was cheap. We found a casino that was selling $9 steaks, so we decided to go there. That's not usually a good idea. Just $9 steaks. You got to know that something's not right.
Yeah, like old meat.
Something. My best friend and I put in our orders, but our other friend got up to use the restroom. Well, my best friend and I got caught up talking to the servers and bussers. An hour later, one of the servers realized that we were missing another person. That is when we snapped that our friend was missing. Immediately, we paid for our food and started look in the casino for him. I ended up going to the casino restrooms trying to track him down. I finally found his stall. I looked over the stall and saw him passed out with his pants down around his toilet and a butt plug sticking out of his ass.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I found my best friend and took him to the restroom where our friend was at. We both took Polaroid pictures and decided that we were going to, you know, exploit him. One of us had to get him out, so we did the mature thing and did a rock, paper, scissors game. 2 out of 3. I ended up losing, so I had to climb under the stall and wake his ass up. See, you don't want to climb under. That's the thing.
Yeah.
We couldn't stop laughing about the situation while trying to get our staggering friend back to our hotel. We still talk about it to this day. I think it was the most heroic thing I've ever done, except for all of the piss all over my shirt.
Ugh,
yeah.
Gross.
Pretty sick, yeah?
All right, guys. So this is my last one as well. And this was written by Case Reopened. And all of these are older. They're from like at least 2 or 3 years ago. So this is an older forum, Ask Reddit post. It's down below if you guys want to read more. But this is what this last person had to say. In elementary school, I found a turd on a toilet seat and it had a penny in it. The turd was absolutely massive. It was insane because there was no way that turd could have fit out of an elementary age child, so I took my whiz, like a pee, washed my hands and ran out to find my teacher and tell him. I reach my classroom and wait for a good opportunity to tell him, but end up waiting close to 5 minutes. I have an idea who it was. I finally tell him, and he says I should have told him sooner, and rushes off to the bathroom, bringing me with him. We get to the bathroom, and he asks where the poo is. I show him, and I kid you not, there is now another penny in it. He examines the turd and has a look on his face similar to mine that couldn't have come out of an elementary-age child and tells me to go to the office and tell someone there. They're probably going to put it on that website, ratemyturd.com.
Yeah.
Man, that's an impressive turd. Ugh. Where was I? Oh, okay. So I do it, and the janitor is shortly in the bathroom. I'm still there because the janitor asked me to come as well. Why are they so concerned about this kid watching the episode of this turd?
It's getting worrisome.
And his reaction, yeah. His reaction is very similar to my teacher's. Now I told you this turd was massive, but I mean, I don't think you understand. The size of this thing was ridiculous. The janitor, thanks to Mr. Joe, Mr. Joe, so Joe's the janitor, puts gloves on and takes the pennies out and shoves the turd in the toilet. Not the smartest move. He tries flushing it down and it clogs the toilet. And now the turd is still wet. My teacher and I are just marveling at the situation. At this point, it has been 15 or so minutes, and my friend comes in and informs us that the class is going crazy and causing trouble. I have to go with my teacher back to the class and miss out on the rest of this turd story, but damn, it was massive. This all happened in fifth grade and was the craziest thing I've ever seen. I have a fairly boring life.
Hey. Yeah, that was a foot stomper, that one.
Gross.
Yeah.
You know, I know my cousin doesn't listen to this podcast, so I'm going to go ahead and say the story. I'm not going to say her name or anything, but we were all over at my grandma's house. This was like probably 5 years ago, and she went in and took a shit in the toilet, and this turd was giant, just like the one in this story. And no matter how many times she tried flushing that thing, it wouldn't go down. It just kept slinking back into the bowl. It like surprised us. It would act like it was going down the drain, but nope, it slowly slinked back into the toilet.
The turd so that gross. Wouldn't leave.
Yeah, it just didn't give up. It didn't want to depart from her, apparently. So just made me think of that giant poo. Mm. So, but yeah, folks, we went there. We did, and we hope you loved every second of it. Talking about restroom. Yeah. Issues.
That's part of our gig, man.
Yeah, we gotta spice things up a bit, you know. Yeah. Talk about farts, poo, true crime, weird, creepy stuff. It's got to be a mix-up, and this was a good one, I think.
This was a strange, kind of a delicious break from the norm.
Wouldn't say delicious.
Yeah.
But before we sign off for the day, there's just one last teeny weeny, like that one with the guy who put on his boxers wrong.
Yeah.
One last little thing that we need to do. Yep, that's right. We're going to go balls deep into those closing statements. So buckle up. Whee! If you love our show and want to help support the Dark Cause, then please consider leaving us a rating and review on Apple iTunes or wherever else you can leave a review. Your reviews are what helps our show get noticed more easily, and it also helps other listeners find our show a bit quicker in the indexes of all of the podcast platforms.
Spread the misery.
Please do. But also, I have been mentioning this ad nauseum, but I'm going to keep doing it until you guys get it through your holes.
Through your holes. That could be painful, as we well know.
Yeah. But by leaving a 5-star review, we'll be sending you guys some awesome stickers. And all you have to do is just send us a screenshot that you left the review. Or after it posts, as long as we can see it, let us know where to send your sticker. And there you go. You get a sticker.
You bet.
We've got all kinds. We've got our logo stickers. We've got some holographic ones, you know, old school ones, all kinds. So you guys get your pick. Just let us know which one you want. And we will be sure to send it your way. But with that said, that's all for this week's episode, everybody. Thanks again for tuning in to the Depth of Darkness. And until next time, bye.
Bye.